Study Article 42. This article will be studied during the week of December 22nd through 28th. How to improve your prayers. Theme text. I call with my whole heart. Answer me, O Jehovah. Psalm 119:145. Song 44. A Prayer of the Lowly One. Focus. Reflecting on prayers recorded in the Bible can help us to improve our prayers.
Paragraphs 1 and 2, Question A. What could prevent us from opening up to Jehovah? Question B. How do we know that Jehovah warmly listens to our prayers?
Do you at times feel that your prayers have become repetitious, superficial, or routine? If so, you are not alone. Because of our hectic pace of life, we may tend to rush through our prayers, or we may even find it hard to open up to Jehovah because we feel unworthy of approaching Him. The Bible assures us that what matters to Jehovah is not that our prayers are elaborate, but that they come from a humble heart. He hears the request of the meek. Psalm 10:17. He warmly listens to our every word because He is truly interested in us.
Paragraph 3, Question. What questions will we consider in this article?
We might then ask, why can we confidently pray to Jehovah? How can we make our prayers more meaningful? How can reflecting on heartfelt prayers recorded in the Bible help us to improve our prayers? And what can we do if we are too distraught to put our feelings into words? Let us consider the answers to these questions. Confidently turn to Jehovah in prayer.
Paragraph 4, Question. What can help us to turn to Jehovah in prayer with confidence?
When we understand that Jehovah is a loyal friend who wants us to succeed, we will realize that we can confidently turn to Him in prayer. The writer of Psalm 119 tried to have that kind of warm relationship with Jehovah. His life was not problem-free. He was wronged by deceitful men. He also had to deal with his own imperfections. Even so, he was not afraid to open his heart to Jehovah.
Psalm 119:145 reads,
I call with my whole heart. Answer me, O Jehovah. Your regulations I will observe.
Paragraph 5, Question. Why should we not allow negative feelings to keep us from praying? Illustrate.
Jehovah invites even those who have committed serious mistakes to pray to Him. So we should not let negative feelings hold us back from praying. To illustrate, an airplane pilot knows that he can communicate with air traffic controllers if he needs help. Should he hesitate to contact them because of being embarrassed that he got lost or made a mistake? Surely not. Likewise, even if we at times feel lost or have sinned, we can confidently turn to Jehovah in prayer. How to make your prayers more meaningful.
Paragraphs 6 and 7, Question. How can reflecting on Jehovah's qualities help us to make our prayers more meaningful? Give an example.
When we speak openly to Jehovah by sharing our inner thoughts and deep feelings with Him, our prayers become more meaningful. So what can we do to improve the depth of our prayers? Reflect on Jehovah's qualities.
The footnote reads, consider some of Jehovah's outstanding qualities mentioned in Scriptures for Christian Living under the topic Jehovah.
The more we reflect on His qualities, the more we will be able to express our thoughts freely. Consider the example of Christine, a sister who had a violent father. She explains, talking to Jehovah as a father was not easy for me. I felt that my imperfections would cause Him to abandon me. What quality of Jehovah has helped her? She says, Jehovah's loyal love makes me feel safe. I know that He will not let go of my hand. Even if I fall, He will lovingly pick me up. This helps me to express my deepest joys to Him as well as my deepest sorrows.
Paragraphs 8 and 9. Question. What are some benefits of thinking about what you want to say before you pray? Illustrate.
Think about what to say. Before praying, you might ask yourself a number of questions. For example, what specific problems am I dealing with right now? Is there anyone I need to forgive? Am I facing a new challenge that I need Jehovah's help to overcome? We can also follow the pattern that Jesus set by thinking about what we can ask Jehovah regarding His name, His kingdom, and His will. When a sister named Aliska learned that her husband had terminal brain cancer, it was hard for her to pray. She recalls, "I was so distressed that I found it difficult to think clearly enough to say a prayer. What has helped her?" She explains, "I take a few moments before I pray to organize my thoughts, and this has helped me to make sure that my prayers aren't focused only on me. This approach has allowed me to feel calmer and be in a better frame of mind when I pray."
Paragraph 10. Question. Why should we try to linger in prayer?
Linger in prayer. Even though short prayers can be meaningful, we are more likely to express our inner thoughts when we linger in prayer.
The footnote reads, "Prayers offered publicly on behalf of the congregation are generally quite brief."
Aliska's husband, Elijah, relates, "I try to pray many times throughout the day, and I've grown closer to Jehovah by taking the time to linger in prayer. Jehovah is not impatiently waiting for me to finish praying, so I can take my time. Try this. Find a time and a place that allow you to pray, perhaps even out loud, without distractions, and make it a habit to linger in prayer."
The picture collage for paragraph 10 shows before sunrise, a brother meditates while he sits at his desk with an open Bible and a cup of coffee. After sunrise, he remains seated at his desk and lingers in prayer. The picture caption reads, "Find a time and a place that allow you to linger in prayer."
Reflect on heartfelt prayers recorded in the Bible.
Paragraph 11. Question. How do we benefit by reflecting on heartfelt prayers recorded in the Bible?
You may find it beneficial to reflect on heartfelt prayers and sacred songs, or psalms, recorded in the Bible. As you consider how God's servants express their deepest thoughts, you will be moved to open your heart to Jehovah. You may also discover new expressions of praise that you can include in your prayers, and you are likely to find prayers that pertain to your circumstances.
The following is supplementary information. Can you relate to their circumstances? God's faithful servants opened their heart to Jehovah in a wide variety of circumstances. Can you relate to them? When Jacob was dealing with anxiety, he included expressions of gratitude and faith in his prayers. When young King Solomon felt overwhelmed by the responsibility God gave him, he petitioned Jehovah for help. Following his sin with Bathsheba, David pleaded with Jehovah to create in him a pure heart. Psalm 51:9-12. When Mary received a new privilege of service, she praised Jehovah. Study project. Analyze the content of a prayer offered by a Bible character. Then consider how Jehovah responded to his servant's request. Apply any lessons learned to your own situation. Returning to the article. Paragraph 12. Question. What questions can we ask ourselves as we reflect on the content of a prayer?
As you reflect on the content of a prayer recorded in the Scriptures, ask yourself, who spoke these words and under what circumstances? Can I relate to the thoughts expressed in this prayer? What lessons can I learn from it? You may need to do additional research to answer these questions, but it is worth the effort. Consider a few examples.
Paragraph 13, question. What is one lesson about prayer that we can learn from Hannah? 1 Samuel 1, 10 and 11 reads,
Hannah was extremely bitter, and she began to pray to Jehovah and to weep uncontrollably. And she made this vow,
O Jehovah of armies, if you look upon the affliction of your servant and remember me, and you do not forget your servant, and give to your servant a male child, I will give him to Jehovah all the days of his life, and no razor will touch his head.
When Hannah said this prayer, she was facing two major problems. She was barren, and her husband's other wife was making her life miserable. If you are facing a persistent problem, what can you learn from Hannah's prayer? She found relief by lingering in prayer and by unburdening her heart to God. We too can find relief when we throw our burden on Jehovah by describing to him how we feel about our specific difficulties. Psalm 55:22.
The cover picture for paragraph 13 shows Hannah mournfully looking away while Elkanah plays with two of his children. Peninnah smiles as she cradles her newborn baby. Hannah cries while she prays intensely. High Priest Eli sits with his arms crossed and glares at Hannah. The cover picture description and caption read, Faced with barrenness and with relentless taunting from her husband's other wife, Hannah unburdened her heart to Jehovah. Paragraph 14. Question A. What else do we learn from Hannah's example? Question B. How can we enrich our prayers by meditating on the scriptures?
A few years after the birth of her son Samuel, Hannah presented him to High Priest Eli. In a heartfelt prayer, she expressed her conviction that Jehovah protects and cares for his loyal servants.
The footnote reads, In her prayer, Hannah used expressions similar to those found in Moses' writings. She obviously took time to meditate on the scriptures. Centuries later, Mary, the mother of Jesus, used words of praise that are very similar to those mentioned by Hannah.
Her problems at home may not have disappeared, but Hannah focused on how Jehovah had blessed her. What is the lesson for us? We will be better able to cope with ongoing challenges if we focus on how Jehovah has supported us until now.
Paragraph 15. Question. When we experience injustice, what can we learn from the prophet Jeremiah's petition? Jeremiah 12:1 reads,
You are righteous, O Jehovah, when I make my complaint to you, when I speak about matters of justice with you. But why is the way of wicked ones successful? And why are the treacherous unworried?
At one point in his life, the prophet Jeremiah was troubled to see the wicked succeed. He was also affected by the way fellow Israelites treated him. We can relate to him when we see dishonest people prosper or when we are ridiculed. Although Jeremiah expressed his frustration, he did not question God's justice. As he saw how Jehovah disciplined his rebellious people, his confidence in God's justice must have increased. We too can openly express our frustrations in prayer, trusting that Jehovah will, in his due time, correct any injustices we now face.
Paragraph 16. Question. If we feel limited by our circumstances, what can we learn from an exiled Levite? Psalm 42:1-4 reads,
As a deer that longs for streams of water, so I long for you, O God. I do thirst for God, for the living God. When may I come and appear before God? My tears are my food, day and night. All day long people taunt me. Where is your God? These things I remember, and I pour out my soul. For I once walked along with the multitude. I used to walk solemnly before them to the house of God, with sounds of rejoicing and thanksgiving, those of a crowd celebrating a festival.
This song was written by an exiled Levite who could not associate with fellow believers. His psalm reveals how he was feeling. We may be able to relate to him if we are confined to our home or imprisoned for our faith. Our emotions may fluctuate, but we do well to express them in prayer. This may help us to examine our thoughts and put things in perspective. For example, the Levite realized that he would have new opportunities to praise Jehovah. He also reflected on how Jehovah was taking care of him. Praying earnestly to God can help us analyze our feelings, restore our balance, and find the strength to endure.
The picture collage for paragraph 16 shows a Levite praying fervently while in the wilderness. Also, a brother sits up in a hospital bed and prays with an open Bible on his lap. The picture caption reads, "The Levite who wrote Psalm 42 poured out his heart to God." When we express our emotions in prayer, we may be able to put things in perspective. Paragraph 17, Question A. What can we learn from the prophet Jonah's prayer? Question B. How might some expressions from the Psalms help us when we face difficulties? Jonah 2, 1 and 2 reads,
"Then Jonah prayed to Jehovah his God from the belly of the fish, and he said, 'Out of my distress I called out to Jehovah, and he answered me. Out of the depths of the grave I cried for help. You heard my voice.'"
The prophet Jonah offered this prayer while in the belly of a big fish. Even though he had disobeyed Jehovah, Jonah was confident that God would hear his voice. In his petition, Jonah used many expressions that are found in the Psalms.
The footnote reads, "For examples, compare Jonah 2, 3-9 with Psalms 69, 1, 16, 10, 30, verse 3, 142, 2 and 3, 143, 4 and 5, 18, 6, and 3, 8, in the order used by Jonah."
He was likely familiar with these passages. By reflecting on them, he felt assured that Jehovah would help him. Similarly, if we try to memorize some Bible verses, they may come to mind and give us comfort when we pray to Jehovah in difficult times. Keep drawing close to Jehovah in prayer.
Paragraphs 18 and 19. Question. If we at times struggle to put our feelings into words when praying, what assurance do we find at Romans 8, 26 and 27? Give an example. Romans 8, 26 and 27 reads,
"In like manner, the Spirit also joins in with help for our weakness. For the problem is that we do not know what we should pray for as we need to, but the Spirit itself pleads for us with unuttered groanings. But the one who searches the hearts knows what the meaning of the Spirit is, because it is pleading in harmony with God for the holy ones."
We may at times feel so overwhelmed with anxiety that we cannot put our feelings into words, but we are not without help. At such times, God's Holy Spirit pleads for us. How so? Through His Spirit, Jehovah caused many prayers to be preserved in His Word. When we cannot clearly express our thoughts, Jehovah may accept certain expressions found in those prayers as requests that we wish to make, and He may answer them. This thought helped a Russian sister named Yelena. She was arrested for praying and for reading the Bible. Yelena experienced so much stress that she found it difficult to pray. She relates, "I then remembered that when I feel overwhelmed and do not know what to pray for, Jehovah will accept the inspired prayers of God's servants from the past as requests I would like to make. This proved to be very comforting to me during an extremely difficult time.
Paragraph 20, question. How can we prepare our mind for prayer when we are under stress?
When we are under stress, it can be hard to focus while we are praying. To prepare our mind, we can listen to audio recordings of the Psalms. We can also try to pour out our feelings in writing, as King David did. Of course, there are no hard and fast rules on how we should prepare ourselves for prayer. Do what works best for you.
Paragraph 21, question. Why can we pray with our whole heart?
It warms our heart to know that Jehovah understands our feelings even before we say anything. Yet, He delights to hear our expressions of confidence in Him. So do not hesitate to pray to your Heavenly Father. Find inspiration in the prayers recorded in His Word. Pray with your whole heart. Share both your joys and your sorrows with Him. As your true friend, Jehovah will always be there for you. How would you answer? What can help you to open up to Jehovah in prayer? To keep your prayers meaningful, what practical steps can you take? How can you benefit by reflecting on some heartfelt prayers recorded in the Bible? Song 45, The Meditation of My Heart. End of article.